One of President Bush's outgoing cabinet members may be heading for the UN. Secretary General Kofi Annan says he wants Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman to run UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. The U.S. is the largest donor to UNICEF. Its director has always been an American, and Veneman has the backing of the Bush administration. Johanna Mendelssohn-Foreman is a senior program officer for the UN Foundation, a private group that supports the UN.
At a time when the UN is under great attack, it's good to have someone with ties to the administration who can be a liaison or a moderating force in an agency that is well-respected and well-regarded in the UN family.
And Veneman would succeed Carol Bellamy. She was appointed during the Clinton administration, and her second term is up this spring. Carol Bellamy is a lawyer who once headed the Peace Corps, and she's been heard from a lot lately from the areas of South Asia hit hard by the tsunami. Mendelssohn-Foreman says Carol Bellamy has come in for criticism from conservatives during her time running UNICEF for promoting children's rights and reproductive health services for poor women.
Her strength was in focusing on the rights and needs of women as well as children. And, of course, this became a lightning rod for many during the Bush administration because she was often accused of taking the lead on issues which were considered to be controversial.
In contrast, Ann Veneman's views on those issues are not yet known. She is a conservative who served in the Reagan as well as the Bush administration. As the first woman to head the Department of Agriculture, she oversaw a number of crises, the first verified case of mad cow disease in the U.S., fears of a terrorist-contaminated food supply. The UN's Kofi Annan says he'll submit his final recommendation for a new director to UNICEF's board this week.